Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
CBS Sports Network. Want to talk some Knicks and Rangers? Lines are open for you at 877-337-6666. Coming to you live from the Milford Tough Studio. But we also want to talk some NFL draft. Just heard your Sports Minute on Daniel Jones and the New York Giants. And I know there's a couple of picks that we both wanted to bring up from days two and three of the NFL draft.
Yeah, so for me, you know, the interesting thing about the Giants, now, again, it goes back to the combine, it goes back to Rich Eisen's comments, and I don't think Rich is making that stuff up. I think somebody at the Giants said exactly what Rich said to him. So that was the moment that Daniel Jones, if he had to wonder whether or not they still wanted him, I think that that probably gave him the answer. And then there were all these rumors that the Giants are trying to trade up with the Patriots, up with the Patriots. And, I mean, the rumors continued after the draft.
Yeah.
Because then everybody wants to assess what was going on after the draft, who was talking to who. And everybody, I mean, almost everybody covering the league felt like Joe Shane was trying to make a deal with the Patriots to get Drake May. And we could sit here and say that's a smokescreen and all this other stuff. They really wanted Malik Nabers. I think that they wanted Malik Nabers if they couldn't get Drake May. So they couldn't get Drake May. They got Malik Nabers. And now what? What is the fallout after all of this? And how does Daniel Jones handle this? And how do they handle Daniel Jones?
Well, I'm not the biggest Daniel Jones fan. I do believe that it's over for him with the Giants after this year. However, if there's one guy, if he stays healthy, that can handle this type of situation, it's him, because he went through it already and excelled. Now, injuries are going to be a huge part of this, but he walked in to that season in 2022 having the fifth year option not picked up, a new coaching staff, a new general manager, and he got himself a $40 million a year contract. So if you can succeed in that high pressure environment, then he should be able to succeed in this environment when he knows that this organization probably is going to move on from him.
You know, if the coaches and the general manager were given the okay by the owner, John Mara, to go get a quarterback, if that's what they truly wanted, they tried to go and do that. But just remember that John Mara does, I think, really like Daniel Jones. I think he likes his personality. Sure. I think he likes who he is. Here's the one thing that I would tell Daniel Jones. If I actually sat down with him, went out and had some beers with him, got ripped up with some Casamigos or something, I'd be like, look, man, this is your team. You got to act like it. And I don't mean you have to be an ass, but you can't just be a nice guy. I mean, this team needs a leader, and a leader has got to have some red ass in him. And Peyton Manning had it. Tom Brady had it. Of course, Aaron Rodgers has it. Joe Burrow has it. I think Lamar Jackson has it. You know, Patrick Mahomes has it. I mean, like, they will get on the sideline and they'll get in the face of their teammates.
You think Eli had it?
I don't think Eli had it. But I also think that Eli played with a much better team.
Yeah.
And much more structure. And he had Tom Coughlin as his coach. And, like, remember when Brian Daboll said to, Joe Buck last year, mm-hmm. that I got to be the energy around here?
Yeah.
And that just told me what I, you know, what I really worried about Daniel Jones, and that's just the personality on the field.
But that's not going to change, man.
I know, but it's his team. I mean, he's getting older enough now. You know, they're challenging him. I will say this. They are challenging him 100%. He's going to make $41 million this year, whatever it is. And it's still his job as we sit here and speak right now. And you could go back to listen to Joe Shane and Brian Daboll both say at some point this offseason that Daniel Jones was their starting quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, and I think that Daniel Jones, his personality is never going to allow him to be that chip on the shoulder type leader, that red ass leader. But having Malik Nabers with him now, I think that's going to help a lot, because this guy's going to be a flashy player and someone he can get the ball to. And I think that also the fact that the head coach, even though he doesn't love the fact that he's the energy, that does take a little bit of pressure off for Daniel Jones to have it. You talked about that all the time with Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan.
Yes.
So I don't think
Rex Ryan was the heartbeat of that team, not Mark Sanchez.
Right. And so I do think that's a team that went to back-to-back AFC Championship game. So I think it can work without Daniel Jones being that true in your face captain leader, but he still has to get.
But his coach needs him to be.
But just a little bit. But he can't change who he is, so he needs to just get a little bit better at
that. Just remember who the coach was exposed to, Josh Allen, who used to tell him, "Hey, call a run in the first two plays because I need to get hit," and of course Tom Brady.
Yeah,
he's been around some. I mean, Uber. Alpha male type players at that position, and you know, playing a little bit with playing golf this week with Frank Reich, and we're just talking about just in general quarterbacks and personalities and things of that nature. You know, he had Peyton Manning, he had Phillip Rivers, he had Andrew Luck, so he has seen the highest of the high, the greatest players at their respective positions, and he saw how they handled the team.
Yeah,
and he himself was a quarterback, and he fought and he sat behind Jim Kelly. And he'll be the first one to tell you that the quarterback has got to be the most competitive guy on the team. The quarterback's got to be the one that is driving the engine. The quarterback's got to be the one that's the first in and the last out. The quarterback's got to be the one that, you know, can stand up in a meeting and rip a guy for, you know, doing the same thing over and over and over and doing it wrong over and over and over. And unfortunately for Daniel Jones, I know that's not his personality, but you know what? I would just say, Daniel, it's your team. Your name is in the headlines. Everybody talks about the quarterback. That's why teams reach for quarterbacks in the draft, because they all know that they need one. They have to have somebody that the fan base, that the owner, that the team can believe in. And there was a moment there I thought, you know, maybe he had turned the corner, especially when he played against Minnesota, and then he lost again. They lost again to Philadelphia. But I just feel like it's just not enough. You got to have more. And this is what Tom Brady always talks about. You got to give more. You got to get more. And the only way you're going to win is if you are a competitive son of a bitch.
Yeah. And
you are going to go out there, just get in everybody's face and let everybody know that you're here to play.
So this is what's really interesting, is they might be stuck with Daniel Jones. So let's say they go 9-8 and they either make the playoffs or just miss the playoffs. So now where you'll be drafting is not going to be high enough to take someone who is going to change your franchise at the quarterback position. And this next year's draft coming up, at least as we sit here right now, is nothing like the 2024 draft when it comes to quarterbacks. So then where are you getting your quarterback from?
Who knows?
I mean, it can't just be a who knows thing.
But that's why they tried to go up and get a guy this year.
I know, but they didn't. So the situation that they're in now is, if they're not keeping Daniel Jones because they can get out of the contract at the end of this year, who is going to, where are they getting their quarterback
from? All
right,
so let me ask you this question. They had an opportunity to draft Michael Penix Jr., and they also had a chance to draft Bo Nix. And they decided to pass on them, which is fine. And they wanted Malik Nabers because many people, after Marvin Harrison Jr., felt like he was the most explosive wide receiver in this draft, which we'll find out whether or not he is, and whether or not these quarterbacks, Drew Lock, Tommy DeVito, and Daniel Jones, can get him the ball.
Yeah.
You know, what good are you having a top-end wide receiver frustrated like Odell Beckham Jr. was, it doesn't do anybody any favors either.
Yeah, and I do think that Daniel Jones can get him the ball. I do believe that, and I don't want to fall back on this, give him time thing, but Daniel Jones has a good arm. Daniel Jones is accurate. It's just that, I mean, he's injury prone, and he's gotten hit 10 million times the last number of years. So,
yeah, the other thing with him, too, now remember, he's coming off of a serious knee injury.
Yeah, I mean,
this is not going to be easy to come right back in there and step in there, and then the first time that Brian Daboll calls a run, he's going to be out there running with a bad knee or a knee coming off of surgery.
I totally agree. So I just, this is going to be a fascinating season because you also have, oh, by the way, Mr. Bill Belichick hovering around.
Yeah, I know.
Like a turkey vulture.
And he seemed to love the Malik Nabers pick.
Oh, yeah. It'd be nice when I coach him next year. I thought I heard him
right.
say.
Yeah. It's a really tough situation for the young man, for Daniel. I feel bad for him. But, you see how Jalen Brunson is leading the Knicks?
Yeah.
Now, you don't always have to say something. You just have to let your play speak for itself. And in many ways, Jalen's play is speaking for itself.
Yeah.
You know, he's making the third down passes. He's making, the fourth and one conversions. You know, when you think about the shots that he's had to make, where he goes to make those shots, the three-point shots, the rebounds, the steals, the assists, I mean, that's unfortunately what the quarterback has to do for an NFL team.
All right, get some calls in at 877-337-6666. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Just over an hour from now, there is some show news that we want to share with you that we are happy about. So about 9:15... some Boomer and Geo show news for that ass, as they say. Jimmy,
where did that come from?
I have no idea.
What the?
I don't know.
Were you just trying to get out of it?
I was stumbling and I didn't know what. And then I just. You know,
says that? I don't say that.
Yeah, people say that for that ass. Yeah, they do say that. Let me get some news for that ass. Yeah. You've heard that, Fleeks, right? You're a younger guy.
Oh, of course, that's big on TikTok.
Right, exactly. So
I'm sorry.
Yeah, for the kids these days, they like to say "foot that ass." So we're going to give you some show news for that ass. it's so confidential that Eddie doesn't even know what we're talking about.
I have no idea.
So that's because I know if you had found out about this, you'd be hitting drops about it for the entire time. So Eddie doesn't even. That's how close to the vest. But we will give that show news.
Jerry and Al are not here.
Yeah, they're not here.
Because Fleegs asked me if this was about something you hinted at before with CeeLo.
No, a special guest at Boomer and Geo Live, no.
Right.
We are keeping those two special guests close to the vest because the people that paid for the tickets, we want to surprise them because those, we want, I feel like when you pay the ticket and come out on a Friday night to come to Boomer and Geo Live, we got to give you a surprise here and there. Keep you on the edge of your seat. So I know that you'd be excited if we said these names, but I think it's even more exciting for the live audience
100%.
When they come out and it's like, oh, my God. All right, let's go to Jimmy in West Caldwell. What's going on, Jimmy?
Morning, gentlemen. Boomer, this goes for you. You talk about Daniel being nice and everything. I get that. Cookie's a milk kid. But can he do us a favor? Maybe reconstruct the contract. Tom Brady did it all the time. He's robbing us. Danny Dufus is robbing us.
Mm-hmm.
Trash Can Dan is robbing us. I mean, I hope and pray that Dable taps into to lock some way, somehow this kid comes out and starts throwing dimes. I mean, well, what are we gonna just keep going on and on?
Yeah, I know. I know you're frustrated, Jimmy, and we try to be honest about it.
Jesus, I mean, can someone talk to this kid?
I don't know if Phil Simms has talked to him or not,
you want to talk about the Daniel Jones era?
Yes.
In New York is, Jesus.
I feel bad for the kid because he's obviously got talent.
Yeah, yep. And he is a really good guy, and we know that he works hard, but he's got another opportunity. I mean, this is the way it has to be looked at for him. Like when we say you feel bad for him or this or that, I feel bad that he's had as many injuries as he's had and he's had the neck surgery and everything else. That sucks. But there's so many guys who have been as mediocre as he has been that don't get another opportunity. And now the way that free agency and the draft shook out, he's getting another opportunity to be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants. And he's got a grade A top wideout that he just got in the draft. So it's all out there in front of him. So, yes, he's having another season with a guillotine over his head. And he excelled in that the last time. But he's got an opportunity. I mean, you see the NFL chew up and spit out quarterbacks all the time. And Daniel's got one more shot here before they could get out of that contract at the end of the next year. Kevin in Stafford Township. What's going on, Kevin?
Morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Great, Kevin, what's happening?
I'm a little hoarse. I was at the Knick game yesterday.
Oh, I love it, man. I love the fact that you were part of that contingent.
The Philly fans, they sold out their team. We took over that whole building, 60-40, maybe 70-30. It was wild. And the same theme, every Knick fan I spoke to, I got tickets in the lower bowl for myself and my son, $600 for two tickets. You're not touching the Blues in Madison Square.
That's right. Especially right now. That's for sure. So you had a great day with your son. You go. What was it like? Oh, what were the Sixer fans like?
They were very disgruntled that the rest of their guys bailed on them. They were not happy.
Yeah, I mean,
every play. I'm a big Ranger fan as well, but every play was being celebrated down there yesterday. It was wild.
Yeah, I mean, to see that, it was awesome to see at the game, after the game, some of the videos, and to go in there and take over that building and win the physical game that they did and see Embiid crumble again. I mean, if I could write a script, it would be exactly that. I mean, I was just proud of the team and the fan base. It was just, the reason I use the word proud is like the Knicks, I was so embarrassed to be a Knicks fan for so long.
Yep.
That like that's why I use that. I know you say you're proud of your kids, you're proud of you, but like I was just, it just made me feel a different feeling than I've had for a very long time rooting for the Knicks.
You gotta remember that for about 20 years here, they've had guys stealing money.
Yeah.
I mean, basically stealing money. I mean, what did Phil Jackson do?
Phil
Jackson can go down as one of the greatest coaches of all time, and he'll be a beloved Knick because he was a part of those championship teams in the late 60s and 70s. But the point is that what did he do when he got here? Nothing.
He was a mess. He went to sleep scouting players. He smoked a bunch of weed. He defended himself. He tried to get the triangle going. Try to get the triangle going. Would he probably get peach baskets probably at the garden too while he was at it? He was so out of date. He was lost. It was the worst. It was the absolute.
It was a money grab.
Yeah, 100%. And he fooled Jim Dolan and well, but hey, they got the right guys now. Scott, Rhode Island. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Scott. What's up?
Good. I'm a big Knick fan. I live in Rhode Island, but originated in Staten Island. And I'm going to ask you, why do you think the Knicks won last night? Because I know the answer.
Okay, well, I mean, there's a lot of answers, but I'd like to hear yours. Go for it.
Okay, I'll tell you what won the game. Hartenstein getting 5 fouls in the third quarter.
And Precious Achiuwa coming in?
Yes, that forced Thibodeau to go small. And with Embiid not being able to elevate because of his injury, you needed a better, quicker defender on him who could mess with his hands rather than have Hartenstein in there who couldn't do it. And that's what won the game because their defense shut him down at that point. That happened, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, that's a great observation, Scott. And we talked about that at the top of the show, the impact that Achiuwa had on the game. Defensively at that point it was a total game changer. I mean, I said he had the second biggest impact on the game other than Jalen Brunson. Boomer said Ananobi as well, which is absolutely true because he played more. But, I mean, Achiuwa's contribution when Hartenstein went to the bench was, I mean, they would not have won that game without Precious Achiuwa playing in it, which is amazing because we sat here and talked about it. And I got more texts going, you know, and to tweets and everybody go, oh, it's the Achiuwa game. It's Boomer's Achiuwa game. And
excuse me.
It was just the best. Just the best.
Yeah, what is, you know, you got to reward those that have gotten you to where you are. And he was one of those key players. Like when I said earlier this morning, when Ananobi, Randall, and Robinson were out, he was in the mix and he got into the flow. And you don't realize just how much of an impact he had on the 50-win season until you really sit back and look at it. And and I think his offensive game is off a little bit because he hasn't really played and he's got to get used to the speed again. But his defense, his length, and his jumping ability is ridiculous.
Yep.
And his effort's ridiculous.
You know what they call that, Boomer? Elite athleticism. That's what they call that.
Something that we don't have a lot around here.
We don't have it. We don't have it at all, actually. No. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
For that ass.
Yeah, for that ass.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
CBS Sports Network. Before we get to CeeLo, I kind of want to take this call here because you don't see this a lot in sports talk where you get a caller or a host saying you were wrong, you were right, and I was wrong. So that's what Pete in Maryland has to say here. So let's take a listen to Pete. Good morning, Pete. How are you?
Boom, Pa, and Geo. What's up?
What up, Pete?
I'm stuck in godforsaken Groton, Connecticut today, and I can't watch your show, but I'll DVR it and see it tomorrow.
Okay.
But I called a week ago, and I told Boomer, like, I was on my sofa with my dog and a cold beer, 3 o'clock, waiting for game one. And then I called in and said, you know what? These guys are old. They're from the senior center. They're done. And I told Boomer, I said, they are going to get swept. And I haven't heard you guys this morning. I'm sure it was quite the topic. But, yeah, the Capitals are just done, man. After 2018 and that great season they had, that might be the only Stanley Cup I see in my lifetime.
Well, at least you saw one, right? There's a lot of fans out there.
And you also have one of the greatest players who have ever played in the NHL on your team that you get that you've been able to watch for the last, what, 20 years?
Yeah, and you know what? He had 0 points.
Zero.
Well, he's not the same player anymore. And neither was the support system around him.
No, yeah, you're right. And the other thing I asked, I said, why don't you guys do the live show on a YouTube pay-per-view? But Gio click-popped me before I could tell you why.
Okay.
Can you imagine how much money you would make for the CF Foundation? I mean, I understand, and I listen to your rebuttal. Gio's like, do you really want that stuff out in the world?
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine how many people would pay $40 and all of that goes to CF?
Yeah, I mean, all of it, yeah.
How about some of it coming our way?
Yeah, that's the thing. Odyssey will be like, let me get a piece of that.
Yeah. I would just say this, that Gio did right by me and our foundation this yesterday over at the Portly Villager. So a few more of those, we'd be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But yes, I mean, it's something we talked about with the stream. I don't know. It doesn't seem like it's a possibility right now. We're happy. Maybe in the future. Maybe future Boomer and Gio lives. But we're focusing on the people that are in the room.
Yeah, he's
with
talking
us.
About the Boomer and Gio Live shows, not this show that we're doing here.
Right.
He's talking about the Boomer and Gio Live shows.
Yes.
Where was he admitting he was up and said they're going to?
Yeah, but none of us understood.
Yeah, no idea.
He told me that he told Boomer last week that the Capitals were going to be in the series. Like, I think he misspoke just now
because
he was confident in his team.
He was confident in his team, and I was like, no, your team is not very good right now.
All right,
there it is.
I was confused too, but I was just trying to
move on.
Yes.
All right, CeeLo, what's going on?
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Let's start with Jalen Brunson here talking about the Knicks fans who made the trip down to Philadelphia, not just for yesterday, game three as well, but you felt it more yesterday with the Knicks win 97-92. They were taking over Wells Fargo Center after Brunson went for a Knicks playoff record 47 points.
They're very relentless and so very passionate. I mean, I'm an Eagles fan, I would know, but seeing the Knicks here and hearing the Knicks here was pretty cool, and it's awesome.
So kind of talking up the Philly fan at first, but giving obviously all the credit to the Knicks fan there for doing what they did yesterday, and he's saying all this at the podium in a black hoodie sweatshirt that says New York or nothing. So, I mean, he knows how to play to the crowd. While he may not say all the things you want him to say from like a pump you up standpoint, he's taking the let's not touch the money spot or anything like that. The sweatshirt speaks to obviously where his allegiances lie. So the franchise record for him without much scoring support around him in this one. Here was Josh Hart self-deprecating when asked about Brunson's performance.
Yeah, he's starting small forward, power forward, whatever the hell I am. He ain't make a shot. I was like Shaq at the free throw line. So we did.
He was 0 for 7 from the field and just 4 for 8 at the free throw line.
Tell. It was interesting watching him play yesterday, and a couple times he hesitated to take the three.
Passed it up, yeah.
Because he knew he wasn't on. Like whatever was going on with the shooters and how they were dealing with the way like Brunson played the first two games.
Yeah,
like they just couldn't get the bounces. They weren't getting the hits, and he just looked so like tied up when he went up to shoot yesterday.
Yeah,
I can't explain it. And then he has the two free throws to legitimately end the game.
Yeah,
and he misses both of those, and that's what he's mentioning. I'm shooting free throws like Shaq.
Yes, but still found other ways. Pulled down 17 rebounds. He blocked 3 shots. He had 5 assists, and the rebounding, especially a focus and a badge of honor for head coach Tom Thibodeau.
We have a little bit of everything. We got the rebounding has been terrific. Everyone questioned the rebounding with Josh at the power forward. We've been the best rebounding team all year. Everyone questioned Jalen, being a leader.
He catches himself there.
Yeah.
So he gets a little pat on the back for the rebounding situation, right? He caught himself on Brunson. So, he's referencing the doubters, and instead of trying to validate them.
Okay. We didn't doubt them.
He didn't say you guys. Yeah.
He said everyone. Puts us in that everyone category.
So
hey, coach,
literal.
Wake up. I'm the one who said, give Josh Hart an extension. And when you got Jalen Brunson here, I was like, this is great. This,
hey,
you finally
up,
got
coach,
a point guard.
On. Listen to me. Pay attention.
Not everyone.
Tibbs is getting a pass on everything for me. Normally, I wouldn't like that because it almost sounds like a victory lap when the series isn't over
yet.
Yeah,
well, that's what he caught himself with Brunson. Let me play
right.
So he's he kind of, so, and he transitions, and then he held back, I think, on what he wanted to say, and he got back to saying the right thing.
You know, we got a lot to prove, and we still, you know, it takes four to win a series, and that's what we got to focus
on.
It
was like a quick transition right there.
Smart. He knows. See, he's done everything right.
Yes.
Even when he's about to say something stupid, he stops himself and corrects it. For that ass.
For that ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He was close. So game five tomorrow night at the Garden, they will go for the closeout of Embiid and the Sixers. Last night in D.C., you were barely settled in for a game four between the Rangers and the Caps, Sam Rosen included. Giveaway. I think it was Nick Jensen who just got back into the lineup from injury, right onto Kako's stick there in the slot, and he puts it in the net past Charlie Lindgren. A 2-2 game into the third period, though, as the Caps gave you, you know, some of that desperation you'd expect facing a sweep. Thought they kind of, especially the second period. I think the Rangers had what, one or two shots in the second period. But Artemi Panarin had a power play goal in the third, put the Rangers ahead for good. Empty netter from Jack Roslovic, a 4-2 victory and a 4-game sweep of Washington to advance to round two. I won't say this was directed specifically at Boomer, but anyone who gave our guy Sean Morash the business for touching the money or making predictions, Ranger fans, non-Ranger fans, he was quick to break out the broom. And a quick message on social media just seconds after time had run out on the Caps.
Sweep up the Caps.
Who's the mush now, bitch?
I'm surprised he made it to the end of that. Yeah. He left the portly in one stage, and he had like 3 hours until the puck dropped.
A lot of stamina on that.
And
young
he, yes,
and a lot of stamina. By the way, you know, like the whole mush thing, touch the money thing, that goes throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's not just one. It's everything.
And well, he didn't make any predictions on round two yet.
Just got to respect. You got to respect the journey, man.
Yes. Well, not much to say about this series other than the Rangers took care of business. You did have some Tom Wilson nonsense with Adam Fox in this game after the Rangers' second goal. Trocheck on the power play after Fox took that knee on knee. So he and Wilson get into it a little bit. Scrum breaks out. You get to the end of the game. Rangers postgame on MSG. Here with Steve Valiquette summing things up.
Listen, this guy is the reason why we're actually here right now, because it was 2018 that he ragdolled Panarin. Mm-hmm. But the thing about him is, right, he's an idiot.
Very, very
fair.
Blunt, honest criticism there, though he did add this.
But you like to have those guys on your team. You know the way he's going to behave, it's not going to be the way that you should behave. You don't grab a guy, Fox, when he's on his way to go and celebrate with his teammates. You wait for the next scrum to get in there and mix it up.
But it's kind of what we've come to expect
from
a guy
course.
Like Tom Wilson. It is wild to me, though. You go back to 18 with him and Panarin, even in this series, Panarin with TJ Oshie in game two and everything that went on. And they go through that handshake line, and there's Panarin with a big smile on his face, shaking hands with Wilson, a little tap on the chest. Like, it all just disintegrates there as soon as the series ends. It is a wild little tradition.
It's a great tradition.
Yes.
That the NHL does have, so.
And there's a lot of familiarity between these two teams over the years.
I think it was only Sean Avery and Martin Brodeur that didn't shake hands, right?
Did they not shake hands after that series?
He called him fatso.
Well, plus he was trying to screen him and get in his face. He was turned the other way.
Yeah. Well, because he was sick and tired of getting hit in the back of the legs.
Yeah, well, you know, did what he had to do.
Right.
And the last time the Rangers swept the series, 2007 against the Thrashers, do you remember Sean Avery completely taking Ilya Kovalchuk out of that series?
Yes, I do remember that. And I actually went to two of those games down in Atlanta.
He was dominant. Down in Atlanta?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Were you happen to be down there for something?
I think I was going to Atlanta. I may have been down there for like the Super Sports Show or something that. I'm not sure. But yeah, I was down there and it was, I went to two games there.
Well, there was only four.
It is a strain.
Those are the only two games they played in Atlanta.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Citi Field. The Mets yesterday down to their final strike in the 11th inning. Harrison Bader tied the game up with an RBI single, and that set the stage for Mark Vientos' walk-off two-run homer. Mets beat the Cardinals 4-2 to avoid the three-game sweep. Afterwards, Vientos on his big moment.
It's almost a deja vu moment. I feel like I've lived that moment over and over in my head, so it was just like, just let it go, let all the energy out. just a great feeling.
It has to be for a guy that's trying to prove his worth, see if he can stick around at the big league level, gets into this game as a pinch hitter, went 2-for-2, and obviously wins it there for the Mets as they get the series finale against St. Louis. Now they got the Cubs coming in for the first of four beginning tonight out at Citi Field. Also, Jose Quintana in that game, 8 strong innings on the mound as the Mets get the victory. As for the Yankees, they continue to mash in Milwaukee. They scored 15 runs on Saturday, another 15 on Sunday.
Pitch. Judge grounds it left side through, a base hit for Aaron Judge. Volpe scores. Soto chugs home behind him. Judge comes through again. 2-run single to left. And the Yankees have poured on 7 in the 6th inning. It's an 11-4 Yankee lead in Milwaukee.
That's Emmanuel Babari.
Aaron Judge
here on the Fan. Judge also with a home run for the second consecutive day. Anthony Rizzo 4-for-4 with a homer. And Anthony Volpe went deep as well on his 23rd birthday. So the Yankee offense getting healthy on Brewers pitching a 15-5 final after they put up a 15-3 victory on Saturday. And all of a sudden, Judge heating up a little bit. He's got the batting average over 200. The power starting to come along a little bit as well as the Yankees go now. I think it's 8 out of 9 series they've won to start the year.
Yeah.
So
back in first place, too, by the way.
They've had a few issues here and there. Friday night's game and extra innings with Aaron Boone going to Tompkin there in his Yankees debut and extras after they claimed him off waivers from the Mets. But
don't the Yankees now go to Baltimore?
They
now,
do.
Right?
First of four with Baltimore tonight at Camden Yards. So you got some good 4-game sets here ahead for both the locals. Just a couple of quick NFL things, then I'll play some NFL audio next hour. Former Jet Mekhi Becton signing on with the Eagles, and Ezekiel Elliott going back to the Cowboys after his 1 year with the Patriots.
I didn't see that.
He doesn't have much left, but yeah.
He's going to play?
To play, yeah. Going back to the Cowboys.
I mean, he was okay for the Patriots last year. He'll be fine because Tony Pollard's not coming back, right?
Is that the case?
Pollard's gone. The Cowboys have signed 3 free agents this offseason. Yeah. 2 are running backs, and 1 is Ezekiel Elliott.
Right, so they're trying to save money at that spot. It's basically what's going on.
Oofah.
Did Tony Pollard... Oh, he went to the Titans. Okay. Yes. All right, well, there you go. And I'll get you some draft-related audio next hour.
All right, looking forward to it. CeeLo, thank you. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this feel-good Monday. Knicks win, Rangers close out the Capitals. Both the Mets and Yankees win, and it's going to be 80 degrees in the city today. So this is about as good as it gets for April. This week is also Boomer and Geo live. And then we've got May coming up, and you know at the end of May, we have our kickoff to summer show that we'll tell you more about next week. So things are cranking around here, Boomer Esiason. Things are cranking. Let's get some calls in at 877-337-6666. Kevin is in Middletown. Now he's on the Fan. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good, Kevin. What do you got for us?
Good. So this is what I wanted to say about my boy Danny Jones here. I really think Neighbors was the right choice, all right? People forget that offensive line was historically bad.
Yeah, well, okay. Neighbors was the choice. But hold on for a second, Kevin. Neighbors was the choice, and it was the right choice at the right time with that pick. But that does not discount the fact that they were trying to trade up to the Patriots.
Well, I agree with that. But what Gio said before, if anybody's going to strive in this situation, I believe it's going to be Danny with that personality. And I got a little best bet for you guys.
Okay.
Comeback player of the year. Danny Jones.
I mean, listen, it's not crazy, Kevin. There are Daniel Jones truthers out there, and they're not quite as crazy as the Zach Wilson truthers, because Daniel Jones, I've seen win a playoff game and be the best player on the field. Now, the week after that, he got absolutely crushed by the Eagles.
By a great Philly team.
Right. So, I mean, we don't talk about that as much, but I saw Daniel Jones thrive in that situation, go to the playoffs when no one expected him to, and then play the game of his life in a playoff game and get to a divisional round. Zach Wilson just flat out stunk. So, when the Daniel Jones truthers come out, I give them a little more credence, and it's not that nuts. I mean, you have the top. If I love Neighbors as much as I love Neighbors, and I think he's going to be the next great LSU wide receiver in the NFL, and it's year three of Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones, and this team should be better all around, including its offensive line and its defense after the Brian Burns deal. It's not a crazy thought. Do I think it's going to happen? Am I going to put my money on it? No, but it's not a crazy thought.
Who has a better chance of being comeback player of the year, he or Joe Burrow?
Oh, yeah, Joe Burrow. Yeah. All right. Okay. That ends that debate, huh? Let's go to Peter in the Bronx. What's going on, Peter?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
The show. Just wanted to tell you guys about the energy yesterday down in Philly. So,
oh, you went too. I love that.
Yeah, it was great, man. I thought it was, first time in Philly. I thought they were going to be vicious. When I found my seats, man, it was an orange seat, man. There was more Knicks fans than I could possibly imagine there. That was a hell of an experience, and let's go Knicks.
Yeah, man.
How much did you pay for your tickets?
So I sat in 219A, row 2, for 2 tickets. It was about $500.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. It's not too bad. I mean, New York is probably the same price.
No, two tickets for $500 total? Like, absolutely not if you're sitting there. I mean, the get-in-the-door price is more than that.
What did maybe get a chance to look at the secondary market right now for Game 5 tickets?
Oh, boy.
You know, I mean, it's going to be pretty expensive. And with that, as you are looking, let's go to Randy and Mendham. Randy, you're on the Fan. What's happening?
Hey, guys, the sun is out. It's a Ranger Monday. Forget all the other town sports. We are ready to rock. Look, I have a question for you, Boomer, and this is, I'm 50 years old. I've been a Jet season ticket holder, Ranger season ticket holder. When it comes down to it, are the Rangers this year, granted we got out sweeping the Capitals, are the Rangers going to play above the paycheck? And what I mean by that, and you being in professional sports for all those years, you had players that played for the paycheck, win or lose, they go home, they didn't really care. Do we have the team this year to take it all the way? We got 4 pucks in the bag already. We need 12 more to take it down. I just got to know, because it bothers me as fans, we go all in all the time. And I just want to know, I'm feeling good. I love the 4 games and out. We watch a little and rest and get ready for the next round. Just tell me your experience a little bit of players that maybe didn't get fired up enough or just played for the paycheck.
I would say this, Randy, that this team is definitely different from the team last year. And I think last year's ending really stuck with them. And I can tell, by the way, that Panarin is playing. You know, the fact that he's scoring, the fact that there's also scoring throughout all the lines is key. And, of course, Igor is playing out of his mind. I thought Trouba played his best game in about 3 weeks yesterday with the blocking of the pucks. He did throw a puck in front of the net late that where he didn't see a capital coming. But other than that, he blocked a lot of shots, played smart behind the net. And so maybe his game is rounding into shape, which is going to be needed in the second round no matter who we play. But I will say there are some really good teams out there right now. And the Rangers are one of them. But like I said, this is where it really gets going here in the second round.
The get-in-the-door prize for Game 5, Knicks-Sixers, in Section 318 is $351. That is the cheapest single ticket you can have. So this guy called up and said he got two tickets in the 200 section down in Philadelphia for a total of $500 each. So clearly, it is about $100 per ticket more expensive to get in the door here at the Garden. And if you, if you go to some of these other rows and, you go down to section 106, even in row 22, you're paying $1,187 per ticket. I mean, it's the time that everybody's fired up and people want to be there, and these prices are justified because it's your classic supply and demand situation. Rob in Greenlawn, what's going on, Rob?
Hey guys, great show this morning. Thanks for getting me to work. So, just had a quick question for you guys. More impressive, Brunson 86 points in consecutive playoff games, or Yang's 30 runs in consecutive games? I mean, what a weekend for offense.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're both extremely impressive. I will answer this question with a true sports talk host answer. Like, I will give you a real answer. Of course, it's got to be Jalen Brunson because it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
Has to be. But what you dream of if you're a Yankee fan is this offense, not 30 runs in two games, but this offense carrying over in the postseason, because that's what killed him in recent time.
And by the way, you know, Aaron Boone tweaked the lineup.
Yeah.
So can we give him a little credit maybe? I mean, I know it's the players, but it's also something to be said about the – I don't know. Do you think it was Aaron Boone, or do you think it was the analytics department?
Analytics department. You beat me to it. I was going to say Aaron Boone really hasn't done much.
I mean, you know, and he's a part of that.
Right.
They tweaked the lineup, man, and all of a sudden they scored 30 runs out of the blue.
Pretty good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.